And on the line now, I have Jackie Hoy from Citizens Information. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, John.
We're going to talk about budget changes. A lot of budget changes came into effect in January.
There is, John. I'm going to cover a bit on taxation, then I'll go into social welfare, and then I'll do a little bit on health. It's all the stuff that started from January this year. Some of them now are later on in the year, but I will mention which months and dates that they are all coming into effect.
Okay.
So I'll just throw out our number. We have a new phone number now. It's 0818. All the numbers have been changed to 0818. It's still charged out just a landline call. So it's 0818-078-190. If you want to get in touch with the Citizens Advice, anywhere on the north side, you ring that number. If you want to speak to somebody directly in Coolock, you just let them know on the phone and they will patch it through to us, or they will send on your details and we will give you a ring back. That's why we're still working at the moment, John.
Okay.
So we'll start off with taxation. The income tax rates will stay the same at the 20% and the 40%, but there will be an increase to the tax credits and the changes to the income tax bands. Everybody would have got notification of that in January. So the standard tax rate band, the amount you can earn before you start to pay a higher rate of tax, will be increased by 1,500. The following tax credits will increase by 50 euros. That's the personal tax credit, the employer's tax credit, and the earned income tax credits. Widowed person and surviving civil partners without dependent child tax credits, they will all go up by 50 euros. Now, tax relief and remote working expenses. Income tax relief and remote working expenses will be available at 30% of those expenses for electricity, heating and internet services for days spent working at home. Now, to find out about that, you have to get onto your local revenue office, and they'll tell you how to claim back the 30% on your bills that you paid that were over and above during working from home during the COVID. Universal service charge. The ceiling of the 2% USC ban will increase by 608 euros to 21,295, so that the salary of a full-time worker on minimum wage will remain outside a higher rate of USC. So that's mostly what the changes to the tax. People would have seen that already probably in their January wage if they were paid weekly, but not till the end of the month that they're paid monthly. So the next thing now, we want is social welfare. So the maximum rate of all weekly social welfare payments will increase by 5 euros, with proportional increases for qualified adults and people on reduced rates of payment, and that came into effect from the start of January this year. So people would have seen that in their weekly payment. If you're getting paid through the bank, you just check it out, it should be there. This also applies for people on employment programs such as community employment, CE schemes, TUAs and rural social welfare schemes. Also, these all come into effect from January. People aged 25 and under who are getting a reduced rate of the job seekers allowance because of their age will get the full increase of the 5 euros, not proportionalised, which it usually is. So they got the full 5 euros as well. The weekly rate for qualified child will increase on your payment, will increase by 2 euros from 38 euros a week to 40. For children under 12 years of age, it will increase by 3 euros from 45 to 48 for children over 12 years of age. So if you're also claiming for your children on your social welfare payment, under 12's payment is going up by 2 euros from 38 to 40, and the over 12's is going by 3 euros from 45 to 48 euros a week per child. The Christmas bonus, once again, it was last year as well, it was paid out at 100%, so you got an extra week of your payment, and the minimum that you could get, depending on what payment you were getting, was 20 euros a week. Now, the fuel allowance also came into effect last October, so the increase was increased by 5 euros a week from 28 to 30 euros a week, and that happened from last October. So you already got that rise from October, which went from 20 to 33 euros a week. This payment will continue to be paid till April, and then it'll stop and come to effect again next October. The income threshold to claim fuel allowance, you have to have income coming to your house, either from employment or from a private pension, was up to 100 euros a week. From January of this year, that income limit went up to 120 euros. So there could be a lot of people out there that had income of 105 or 110, whether from employment or from a private pension. It's been extended from 100 to 120 euros. So now it could bring a lot of people into the brackets that allows them to pay for the to be able to get the fuel allowance. So it's just to let people know, be aware of that, because they probably still think it's still the 100 euros, that it's gone up to 120. Now, people who've been getting job seekers allowance or supplementary welfare allowance for 12 months or more will qualify for the fuel allowance. It was beforehand, it had to be 15 months on these payments. So it's been reduced from 15 months down to 12 months. And then they will qualify for the fuel allowance. There was no change in the child benefit. That said the same. The living alone allowance, that also went up in January. It went from 19 euros a week to 22 euros a week. So over the last couple of years, that's taken a huge jump, to living alone allowance. It's now 22 euros a week, and it's paid all year round. The working family pair size, but this is not coming into effect till June of this year. So just anybody that's listening to this, it's June, not January, for the working family payment. The parent benefit will be extended by 2 weeks. Used to be allowed to take up to 5 weeks off, so it's gone from 5 weeks to 7 weeks, and this is only coming into effect from July of this year. The back to school clothes and footwear allowance that comes into play the end of June, that has gone up by 10 euros from 150 to 160 for children aged between 4 and 11. For children over age 12, it's also gone up by 10 euros to 275 euros a week. So that's all the social welfare payments. They would have all come into effect from the first week in January. And now we're going to the main changes to do with health. Is the drugs payment scheme threshold will be reduced to 100 euros from 114 a month. So that's down. So your expenditure on medical expenses, once it's over 100 euros a week and you sign up for the drugs payment scheme, you won't have to pay for your anything over and above the 100 euros. It just doesn't really go into it. It says it's increased access to dental treatment for medical card holders. It just says it will be introduced. So there's no update that on yet, but it is saying that we're going to be able to, people are going to be able to access more dental treatments that have medical cards. So just watch out for that. When we get any update on that, we will let the public know. The free GP care for 6 and 7 year olds will be introduced. At the moment that was up to age 6, they've now extended it up to children being age 7. So that's really it, John. That's the main things that are coming into effect from January. It's a bit on tax. Now there's a lot of money being put into housing and affordable housing and things like that and that, but they haven't come into effect yet. It just said that they will be happening this year. We will update accordingly when they're coming.
Yeah.
We let the public know. And that's it, John.
Okay, Jackie, listen, thanks very much for that. And we'll just give out that number again. It's 0818 078 190.
Yeah, if you want to speak to us, I want to make an appointment to come up and see us, just give that a ring and we'll give you the ring back.
Okay, listen, thanks very much, Jackie. Thanks for that.
Okay, John. All right, bye.
Bye. Yes, once again, to change a number, it's 0818 now, and then it's 078190, and it's citizensinformation.ie.